Yeah, but yeah, we'll have to. You gotta come over sometime.
Yeah, I would love
Come
to.
see, come
I
see
want to
the
see your
spot.
place. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
We should get
and
a drink
then
at the Bullet.
yep, that's right, literally by me, actually.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right, perfect.
Period.
Let's go.
Formerly terrible, now lovely, forever DeLulu. It's Hollywood Leanne, and this is Everyone Is Lovely.
Hello and welcome to Everyone Is Lovely. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. Welcome to the podcast where we discuss all the lovely people we see on TV. My guest today, one of my really good friends, AfterBuzz alum, next mood swing, Jesse Janity, DJ Jesse.
What up? No, we're dropping the DJ. Even though
Oh,
it is my social name, I gotta figure out. It's just like everyone searches me for that, so I don't change
yeah.
it, but it's like I don't hire me. It
The year of the rebrand.
is. And I was just gonna say, congratulations, because the last time I was on here, it was everyone was terrible, and now everyone is lovely. I love the positive, the year of Aquarius.
Thank you. So
Okay.
it's just Jesse Janity. Welcome, Jesse.
Yes, thank you. I already know I love doing a show with you.
Oh, it's good to see your face.
Same. I was burnt out, but I'm back. I'm ready. My favorite show right now.
Oh my God, it's so good. You guys were talking the traitors. Hannah from Below Deck was just on the podcast. Go back and listen to that.
I
She
saw that one, yeah.
was on the traitors Australia
Oh,
though.
I've watched all. I know she was. I've watched all of the seasons, UK, Australia. This is my favorite show. After the I worked the Grammys and I ended up getting hurt, so I couldn't move for a whole week. So I was like, "What's this?" And got hooked. And now I can't, I'm on the edge of my seat weekly. And yeah, so I'm here. So I watched all of them. So I seen your interview and I was like, "T."
Oh my God, hold on though. We got to go back. Rewind. You got hurt at the Grammys.
Yes, I wore shoes from Zara that. And they were like hard leather. And when I tell you, they sliced the back of my heels, like not like a blister from like wearing, girls get like high heels or what.
Yeah.
No, sliced my tendons.
Did you have to leave the Grammys?
Yes. In pouring rain, wearing socks outside because I could not wear the shoes. Could care less that I was at the Grammys. But again, it led me to Traitors. Like, so.
You guys, we're talking about the traitors today, the stars of ABC, the stars of Big Brother and Survivor, but then it's the Bravo stars like the Housewives and MJ from Shaws. But then it's the MTV stars that we grew up with, like fucking CT, who is a body of a
Everyone's
god.
crush.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, I grew up looking at that man, just oh my God. Even with the unibrow, he was just so
Yes.
hot. Oh my God.
His accent is square jaw. Yeah, we love CT.
Oh my God, that sounds just like, and that was good. Before we get into it, I have some lovely TV recommendations for you guys. I accidentally, just like Jesse, accidentally stumbled onto the Traitors. I accidentally watched Love Is Blind season six. You guys, I got sucked in. It was just in the background at first. I just wanted to put something on, but then I just started getting, it started getting me.
I don't watch it because I worked on it, so but I know the characters, so it's interesting to hear like
I know you
what
worked on
people's
it.
TV's perception is versus like working with people.
Okay, well, I
So,
hate Michael,
okay.
the big buff guy. He is like a nightmare. Jimmy is a nightmare. He is the guy from the Goonies. Hey, you
You
guys. I'm like, dude, I can't with you. And then, like, his girl, Chelsea, and the Megan Fox thing and his reaction, like, crazy. But then I also love Jessica and how she just delivered that reality TV monologue. Like, you are gonna need an EpiPen when you realize what you've
Yeah.
lost. And I'm like, honey, you dodged a bullet. He is not cute, okay? It was an accidental watch,
Right.
but I'm still recommending it as a lovely TV recommendation. Go watch it. It's terrible. And by terrible, you know, I mean lovely. So go watch that. What was that like? I'll work in on that real quick.
Well, so originally I was doing night shift for it, so I only got to see people in the hotels where they weren't filming. And so personality wasn't, in their long days. So it's an interesting show. I would say I prefer it to The Bachelor. working on The Bachelor. I can't really say too much about it because
it's like the whole pod situation and everything. It makes me feel like a scientific experiment.
And that's the thing, working on it is like we see them like before the show's even done. Like it's such an interesting thing being there on set, like in knowing the cast, but knowing they don't know, and almost like in your mind being like, I don't know if you're gonna feel this way when you see.
That's crazy. Yeah, straight people are so weird.
Start watching Couple to Thruple.
Oh God, I haven't clicked on it, but I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the second episode, and I'm kind of like, okay, I think I might have to
bow out.
Yeah, yeah. If it was a fully gay cast, now that you said that, to me that actually could be entertaining. This is just, I don't know.
Well, let's start with the traitors. That's what we're here for. We're all, you know, we're on episode 8, you guys, so like catch up. There's going to be a lot of spoilers, but like we're not gonna, like we all know what's happening. Like Phaedra's the front runner. We're all rooting for Phaedra even though she's a traitor. We're like, don't fuck with her. Like, fuck you, Dan. There's so much, you know. I do too much because you do too little. My most lovely, obviously, Phaedra, because she is an excellent traitor. She's so good. She's so under the radar. You would never suspect her. Even CT was like, oh, she would be a really good one.
Oh, yeah, she'd be a really good one.
Exactly.
It's crazy, too. She's sitting in last year's winner seat.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that.
I noticed that as soon as he tagged her, I was like, not like the black woman sitting in the same seat as the one from Latin. I'm like, if Phaedra wins this.
I know. And it's just so different style. Like,
I think she had like a little mother effect though with some of the people. And that's why like at the end they were kind of.
Oh yeah, of course. That's, she took them under her wing and it was that mother. They were like, they're never going to question mother. Are you kidding me?
Right.
She played the game so perfectly. Cherie, fantastic player. But Phaedra, this is a whole different ball game. My other one, most lovely nomination, Sheree, because she just she has no clue what's going on.
Yeah. Do you listen to Teas in a Pod? So apparently they said there's so much being cut out that a lot of people actually are like, she has had a lot of eyes on her more than Phaedra. And there is that Sheree? It's kind of weird that they're not showing. Yeah, that they're not showing that people were thinking that because she's quiet. She really, honestly, like if you're going to come for Phaedra being quiet, I would think Phaedra at least seems more, you know, connected to the people versus.
For me, like Sheree is just like she's there for Sheree. A free brunch.
Period. And I would be too. I ain't even mad.
She's like, oh my God, that was crazy. And then my final nomination, MJ, just strictly for the outfit and that slow walk when Peter was like, MJ, we're talking. Can you give us a minute? And she was like, I'm like, have you not been there? We've all been that person.
I mean, to me, And that was such an important piece of the show because I feel like that's where a lot of them messed up. That's where Trishel and what's his name messed up by Peter. Peter, that moment messed their whole game up. And I know that they thought they were so smart. And the same thing with Dan. It's like, and yeah, what he did was good, but what he did would make me never trust him on any reality show afterwards.
Thank you. Like, what did you say that people got mad?
I went underneath saying, because someone wrote like the best player on the show, your gameplay was so good. And I said, that's crazy that you think his gameplay is so good because he literally shot himself in the foot. You did exactly what you did on Big Brother. The difference is on Big Brother, that was the first time you did it. It was a surprise because everyone believed you. This one, it's like you threw the arrow at the most random person. There were three other people you could have threw that at, but you and Poverty, for whatever reason, did not like working with Phaedra. You have to work with the traitors up until a certain point. I feel like they went too early on Phaedra and it backfired.
You can't go against the traitor until the final and until the very end when it's just me or you. Like Poverty said, it's like me or her. That's the perfect time to throw Phaedra under the bus. It's me or you, bitch. Peter reminds me of a Scientologist. I don't trust him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, here's what I really feel happened. I feel like I have two theories. I feel like Kate was brought on as a puppet producer. I would not be shocked if production brought Kate back and was like, eventually we're going to make you a traitor, but we need you to kind of like, Peter and that group were going so gung-ho, and producers are like, oh, we gotta mess this up. And that's where the torch thing happened. I feel like that was such a last minute, like, random thing for no reason. And it was just so that they could save Poverty that one extra night to keep an for episode shooting purposes. And then I actually believe that 100% happened. My Kate theory is just a theory, but then as she got pulled as a traitor, it kind of made me feel like, okay, wait, maybe I'm actually right.
Perfect storm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I agree with you with the torch ceremony. That was so random. That was so random.
Because you've watched the other spinoffs, right?
Yeah, they never did that.
Yeah.
This one felt like it felt like when they just fucking shake shit up on RuPaul's Drag Race, and you're like, what? Oh, okay.
it was a cool little twist, but
it was cool. It was cool because we really got to see people sweat. We got to see who really loves each other. We got to see, like, you know,
Trishelle and CT drama. That was a interesting
I'm
little.
I'm like, Trishelle, you guys didn't even get along on the show. What are you ever talking about? What are you talking about, bitch? You guys have never gotten along just because you got from the same show?
Like, girl, you cried. It's not that serious. Like, you know who she reminded me of? What's the redhead from last season? She was Rachel from Big Brother. She gives me Rachel from Big Brother from first season one of Traitors. The best thing Traitors did was bring Kate back. I never watched Below Deck, but
Oh, you're insane. Kate Chastain is like one of the best reality TV stars of all time. You have to watch Below Deck strictly based on her performance and, like, yeah, to give respect to that queen. She's incredible. But hold on, we're getting off track, and I want to mention this. Guy. The torch thing was random, but the Kate Chastain thing, here's what I think. I think that they were just scared that it wasn't going to be enough. And so they were like, we need to have Kate on the back burner just to, like, come in because, you know, she's funny. She's going to bring the guy. And she did. As soon as she came on, we were all fucking cracking up laughing. But it was so random. It made me feel just like the torch scene. It made me feel like, were they kind of, like, getting insecure that it wasn't going to be enough? That these players weren't, like, we got Quiet Phaedra, Quiet Sheree. We got, like, CT, who's like, so gorgeous, but he's like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea who it is. I'm just going with what feels right. And yeah, she can light my torch. I'm like, that was hot. Because I want to light his torch. That would be nice.
Light my candle. Obviously, it worked out in Phaedra's part this week. I did want Phaedra to light Kate's torch because Kate has been going so hard for Phaedra. And I just really appreciate seeing that from Kate. Like,
yeah.
I live for it. Like,
even when
Kate...
she was like, she might be a traitor. Who cares? Like, I don't care.
I live for Kate. Kate is everything to me.
Please.
Jess, I will. All right.
You have to. Like, she's like, are you kidding me? Like, this one guy once was like, you're being a little bitchy today. Like, can you smile for me? And she was like, oh my God, am I being bitchy to you? I'm so sorry. Then she went and she made his bed and she shaped the towel into like a large penis.
I'm dead.
And so everybody was like, no, like, we're not going to get a tip because of Kate. Like, she ruined it. And so the guy at the end was like, you know, the thing with the towel, you know how they like suspend the music and it's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? He was like, that was really funny. That was really great. That was like a cherry.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it was perfect. Like, you have to watch it. It's so good. But Kate, she's been on the podcast a couple times. She's a good friend. And whether she was brought on, whatever, for whatever reason, we're happy she's here.
Yeah.
And I really hope that she accepts the traitor invitation that Phaedra is throwing out, because I really do think they could be like a really good murdering duo. You know what's fucking crazy? Phaedra's like, I'm a Christian woman. And on the show, she's like, I am meant to kill.
Oh, she's like really playing this character up.
It's
like,
so good.
Here for it. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, get into it. We'll okay, but here's my only thing with her bringing Kate on.
Okay, it's going to be obvious now.
No, I feel like I can see how they can utilize it. But at one point, one of them is going to go. It's just going to happen because everyone's going to be working to sniff somebody out. Here's my thing.
But you never know.
True. True. I feel like Phaedra actually should have pulled Peter in, because this is here's why. You have to pick somebody. This person has to either take the traitor or they die. So the first time Peter didn't take it. This time he would have to if he wants to keep playing. Otherwise, he's dead. He dies in the dungeon, right? So now the stink is on Peter and Trishel from the round table, and Kate is on Peter right now, and he looks like a liar. So if she pulled Peter on, she could basically say, start milk being to Kate, like, I think Peter's a traitor, and he's
and get him
like
banished immediately,
and then pull Kate in. So now the next person everyone would think is Trishel. So they could start knocking those people down. I feel like she pulled Kate one murder too quickly.
Mm. Okay, so how many episodes are there? Are there 10 or 11? Last time there was 11.
I hope there's going to be 11.
Because I'm like, dude, I feel like we're still coming down to the end.
But there's still quite some people on this. And we are getting a reunion for this one. He was. Why? So there was a reunion because they all were trying to come for her that she didn't give money to the other people. And she was like, I mean, it's a lot of money, but it ain't that much money. I bought a house. That's what she said on the reunion.
That was fucking great. And
so the U.S. is the only one with the reunion. Yeah, come on. That's the point. She had to be a traitor the whole time. Like, why would she give her money up? Like,
and you guys, let's pull the curtain back. This is a TV show and it's prize money. It's tax. Do you think that, like, after taxes and stuff, I'm just going to Venmo you? Just let me just Venmo you. Because right.
The fact she even said she got a house with $200,000. I'm like, girl, where?
You must have been in fucking Illinois or some shit. Bergie was like that perfect natural faithful that I was talking about. You know how some people are naturally so good as a faithful. John Bergie is another one. And you know what? It's sweatpants season, because did you notice the Loch Ness Monster inside of Bergie?
No, but I'll have to.
You didn't see the screen grab on Twitter that everyone posted of Bergie's bulge in the forest during that funeral scene?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's got a Loch Ness Monster in there.
I mean,
Bergie
the girls on Love Island kept him there.
Yeah, what is Bergie from?
Love Island, which is really crazy, because even when you go back and watch Love Island, because again, this is how I fell into the world of all of that, because I'm like, what is he from? Then I watched Love Island Games, which is actually
how is
really
Love
good.
Island? Should I watch it?
Oh, it's T. Yeah.
What did you think about that armory scene with, like, that worked out so good in Phaedra's fucking favor, because she was like, I don't want to do this. And then she used the verbiage that Peter used, which made Kate pounce on it. And she was like, wait, what? You said that you wanted to work with poverty. It was like the perfect fucking storm. Thank God she didn't engage. What did you think about that?
I loved it. I think exactly like what you said. It's like, and kind of what Dan said on a podcast afterwards, he was like, I knew Phaedra was a lawyer. He was like, but I didn't realize how ruthless she is. Like, and she does it with such this class, and like, it gives Shere Khan like, huh? And
it is.
And I love that she's how many steps ahead without looking that she's that many steps ahead, because in that moment when she was like, "Ooh, y'all can talk about this," and walk out, guarantee she didn't think that that was going to be a chess piece. So the fact that she was able to pull that right in that, it literally messed Peter's entire game up. Because even if Peter comes out now and says, they tried to recruit me and I said no, that's another thing now for Kate to be like, there's too many, like,
exactly. Kate is perfect. Kate is perfect.
I love her.
You notice whenever she says something like, are you kidding me? So because she comforted Larsa, it just makes you feel so dumb. It's like whatever you threw out, it is over.
No. Your eye goes like,
twitch.
Do you see Phaedra's lashes? They're barely open. Like, yeah, I would think maybe it twitches, you know? So it just sounds crazy. Trishel, girl, I hope she goes next. Like, she's getting on my nerves.
Oh, that Karen needs to go.
Yeah, Karen. Like,
oh, if someone gets murdered, like, I'm coming after you. And then just bullied Peppermint just the fuck out right away. That was so random. And I love how the basketball player cried the next day. He was like, that was just wrong. And I'm like, it was kind of wrong.
Yeah, it
the
was.
Way they got out Peppermint, it was so brutal.
It was. It was random. And again, that group has, and that's the problem too, is because I always forget her name.
Sandra.
Their biggest mistake was going in that room and not allowing, what was it? First Phaedra, then MJ. And then they all, when they went in there and Sandra did that thing on the pool table, that was Sandra being like, and she says it, she's like, look, there's them, the faithful of the faithfuls, and then there's the others. And I'm a part of the others. So I'm gonna make sure the others stay. Like, y'all messed up. She put the map out there. She explained what was going on, what was happening. You're going
down. I feel like Sandra is very underutilized. Like, I would be scared of her. She is like a Cherie. Like,
is she underutilized, or is she playing a smart game?
Well, she is, because she's making it till the very end. Like, this is how these players make it to the end. Like, everyone thinks like Kevin is a waste of like space, and like, who's Kevin? I'm like, well, he made it till the very end. It's episode 8 and he's still here. Yeah. So you know what? That being quiet thing, it actually works for some people.
And that's why I wish she picked Trishelle or Peter as the thing, so that way they could just start going in that direction. Like, that would have been like a scorpion. Like, oh yeah, you all want to mess with mother?
That's so interesting that you thought that, because I instantly thought of Kate.
I got excited for Kate. I got so excited when she picked Kate, because again, now Kate knows how to play the game. But I do feel like it is going to get, I hope it doesn't, because I would love to see them win the money. But I do feel like it's going to get turned into like a Black Widow thing, where one of them is going to have to kill the other one. Basically.
I got to throw in an extra nomination for John for the most lovely, for fucking turning on Poverty at the very end. Bitch, who's the good actor now?
Yes.
Poverty.
Yes.
She's all crying, and he was like, yo, the faithful of the faithfuls, darling. Like, you just showed vulnerability. And then at the round table, just fucking ate that bitch up and spat her out. Like, I don't believe a word you said, bitch. I'm voting you out. That was so good.
It was. I loved it. I lived for it. John, that was actually my favorite John moment from the show. Because at first I'm like, what? I'm surprised he's still here.
I know.
And for him to do that, now I just feel like Trishelle and Peter this week are going to have to do some real.
One of them needs to go. And I'm like, everyone that went, I'm glad they went. Like, I'm glad Tamara was fucking gone. Like, she got on my damn nerves. Ekansu, like, the whole Ekansu thing, like, if she wouldn't have left, we wouldn't have had that great moment with Phaedra. Oh, Lord, not Ekansu. It was just so funny. So, you guys, go check out The Traitors. It is giving us life. Jesse, who do you want to vote for? The most lovely of The Traitors. It's obviously not over, but it's been a wild ride. We're 8 episodes in. You've seen all the spinoffs. Like, is this the best season of The Traitors yet?
Yeah, for me, I'm loving it. I will say though, go watch the US, because the end is crazy.
You mean the UK?
UK, excuse me. The UK one, because that one is the end is like wild.
Joel Kim Booster is always like talking about it on Twitter. He's like, you don't understand. There's like a lawyer and a gay guy who's crazy. Like,
which is crazy too, because the UK one is shot in the same castle as the US one. And they do the same thing with the cabin. It's the same place. The Australia one is the only one that shoots different.
Yeah.
Somewhere different. But yeah, so in this one, honestly, I got to give it to Kate. I loved her in first season. I think we just saw this cabin thing, which was good. But that first season with Kate and what's her name in the box when they were just dumping mealworms on them.
Screaming.
Was when I tell you, I mean, Phaedra being pulled up into the tree talking about y'all gonna get me out of here was quality. But last season, Kate in that room with the mealworms was so iconic, because Kate just did not want to be on the show. They would not kick this girl off the show, and she just wanted to get off.
She
so
was
bad.
Throwing the money out. She was
so
like,
to
get
see
me out
her
of here.
On this season, actually like going in and playing the game. I love her. I appreciate her. I'm so happy they brought her back. She literally excites me every week to see what she's going to do. So I would give it to Kate, even though it would be Phaedra, Kate, but I got to give it to Kate for the work she did last season and this season. What about you?
You know, I nominated Sheree for comedic relief because she was cracking me up. She was the Kate of this last episode with the worms too, and the screaming and the urine in the face. She was cracking me up. And MJ for the outfit, and like Phaedra just for the ruthlessness and pulling that armory chip right out of the, it was just so good. But I think I'm going to have to give the most lovely of this episode to John for that Poverty move, because that was just like a switch up.
It did come out of nowhere.
It was so good because CT was like, "What do you think, John?" But
And I'm actually really happy CT did not vote Phaedra because there was a moment where I thought he was going to, and I love at the end he was like, "Nah, I can't vote for somebody who lit my fire."
I know, and I'm like, honey, I'm glad there's some loyalness in there, honey. I gave you head last
925,000.
night. I gave you head last night. Please don't vote me off.
Right. It's like, are they
No.
really like dating or something? Because he said some, it's not about
He's like, I'm not
love.
here for love.
I was like,
I
oh.
think it's just like the way they're painting it.
TV. Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
Phaedra, come
I would
on.
love to see him on Real Housewives. Bring Phaedra over and bring CT over on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
CT on Atlanta with Mr. President and fucking
I would
Apollo at brunch.
die.
God. Well, the most lovely is John and Kate, you guys. Go watch The Traitors. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Janity. You guys, I have RuPaul's Drag Race next week with Sean McManus from TikTok. He's amazing. I want to thank Jesse for coming on.
Boom, everywhere at Next Mood Swing, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all that jazz.
Go watch it, you guys. They're breaking down Bad Girls Club, The Traitors. It's fabulous. Jesse, thank you for coming on, darling.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Everyone is lovely. We'll see you next time, kids.
Formerly terrible, now lovely, forever Delulu, it's Hollywood Leah.